Welcome to my podcast. I will talk about sexual and asexual reproduction. In sexual reproduction, two individuals intervene and the descendants inherit part of the characters of each of the parents. In many species of plants and some animals, the same individual produces male and female gametes, since it has sexual organs of both types. These individuals are called hermaphrodites, such as, for example, the snail and the puppy. In many species of plants and some animals, madre a la verga, nunca se callaron a la verga, hijos de su puta madre a la verga, nunca se callaron. Advantage and disadvantage of sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction generates variability in the population. That is different in the individuals with varied characters. Since the new individuals have characters of both parents, however, the need for the participation of two individuals makes it more complicated, since it's necessary to find the two gametes or reproductive cells. In addition, the mechanism of gamete formation is a complex division. Asexual reproduction. The asexual reproduction is done without the intervention of the gametes. The only parent produces offspring that are copies identical to himself. Types of sexual reproduction. The bipartition is the most frequent in unicellular organisms. Two daughter cells are formed that are equal to each other. Building. A bud is formed later, the jewel separates and two unical cells originate in size, which then end up occurring the size and appearance of the mother cell. The form of division is characteristic of gestes such as those used in the manufacture of beer and bread. Sporulation leads to the formation of spores. The daughter cells are surrounded by a thick protective cover and are released to the outside when the membrane of the mother cell breaks. For example, some unicellular protists, such as the plasmodium, that causes malaria or malaria.
Tengo otro kilo por ahí que me traje de Reynosa, de la mejor calidad. De la blanca.